setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is the Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you and what you were born to do. We're going to help you figure out who you really are, that unique offer you bring to the table, the ways you can do that through your work, where you can do it, and then how to get there. We're going to look at the entire journey. There are seven stages. Think of it as a climb, a seven-stage climb to doing what you were born to do, work you love, where you make the income you need and the impact you want. Seven stages. Get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. That those final two stages, six and seven, that's when you're at the top of the mountain and now the view has changed and it's about legacy. Income is there. Impact is there. Now you're truly maximizing yourself, giving yourself away through your work. It's all about living and working on purpose. And those two must be connected. 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. It's a toll-free number. Before we get to the phones, let's talk about the type of people that you need to surround yourself with on this purposeful journey. There's three basic characteristics. I mean, you could go on and on and on. I could teach for days on all of the characteristics of the type of people you want running alongside of you. And we'll use the running example because I think it's a terrific word picture. This idea of we're all running a race. We each have our own time, our own pace, if you will, goals for why we're running, where we're running. But think of this as a big pack of people that are running. And in this giant pack of everybody on the planet, you've got your own group surrounding you, encouraging you, helping you. And so there's three characteristics. I'm going to run through these very quickly. Number one, you need people around you, doing life with you, who push you. They push you. And they don't push you in the sense of pushing you off a ledge, ha, 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 or push you in an angry way or negative way. No, their pace pushes you to do better, to be better. That's what I mean by pushing you. I'll give an example. I trained for the Nashville Half Marathon several years ago, and I'd never run a race like this. I'd done a 5K, I think, once. But I needed some extra push. And so I ran a couple times with some runners who were better than me. They just were better runners, more experienced runners, greater resilience out there, just really experienced. And I knew that they would be slowing their pace in order to train and run with me. But what actually happened was, while they dialed it back to run and kind of pace me on this particular run and these runs, they increased my speed. I ran faster. When it was over, I saw my times, my splits. At the end, I ran faster than we even set out to run because I stepped my game up. They pushed me. Their excellence, their experience made me perform better. I dug deeper. I wanted to do better, and thus I did better. That's what I mean by people who push you. They're on their own journey, but they're on purpose, and they are setting a wonderful pace, and you admire that pace. And as a result, when you're with them, it's the iron sharpening iron. You need people around you who naturally push you as a result of their pace. Number two, people who lift you. We all need to be lifted. There's going to be times in this journey where we have a bad day, bad week, bad month, bad quarter, bad year. Whether it's of our own fault or something that we had no control over. There are times on this journey, many times, where we're down, Fear, doubt has got us down. And we need to retreat to people who love us, who want what's best for us, who will shoot us straight, who won't judge us even though they've got to shoot straight. Just people who will lift to say, hey, get back in the game. You got this. It's okay. I still love you. I'm still behind you. They lift us. They lift us when we cannot lift ourselves. And the third quality is people who hold you accountable. Now, these three characteristics should ideally be in multiple people. And the people you surround yourself with should have these three characteristics. It's not like a standalone person, but there are people who may push you and maybe they don't hold you accountable. However you want to work this is fine. But these are the characteristics that you need in people around you. Third one is hold you accountable. These are the people who just go, you know what? I love you enough. I care enough about you. I'm invested in you. I'm going to hold you accountable. That means I'm going to bust your chops when you need your, chops busted. I'm going to kick you in the seat of the pants when you need a kick in the seat of the pants. I'm going to come over and drag your butt out of bed and make you get out there. That's the idea. Hold you accountable. Hold you to the vision. Hold you to the mission. You need people that push you, that lift you, and hold you accountable. If you aren't surrounded by people who do this, I've got news for you. You are limiting your effectiveness and your success. You are limiting your ability to maximize your purpose. There's a long-standing, respected Harvard study on the value of relationships. And what they found, studying people over a lifetime, that 96% of your success or failure, listen to this, 96% of your success or failure in life, pick an area of your life, 96% of your success or failure is directly related to the people you spend the most time with. Whoa! Parents, you know this inherently about your own kids, but yet you don't do it. You'll freak out and try to guard, as you should, and protect your kids on who they spend time with. But you won't do the same for yourself. What's the equivalent? Or who are the equivalent to the bad kids in your kids' life? You don't want them hanging out under the bleachers with these losers. Who are those people in your life? Maybe it's the person sitting next to you at the office dragging you down. Their attitude is poisoning your attitude. Uh-oh, how about some family members? Who are you spending time with? Identify who those people are and ask yourself, do they either naturally or intentionally push me where I need to be pushed and when I need to be pushed, lift me when I'm down, and hold me accountable to the vision I have for my life and the mission that I've got to be on? If they don't, you need to start pulling back, withdraw, and eventually cut those relationships way back, maybe completely loose. Don't move. Your call's coming up next. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I just got a report today that our resume template package, it is a package of six fantastically designed, all different resume templates that are basically inspired by my free resume guide. It includes instructions for building the resume, plus the 10 do's and don'ts of job applications. And you get six templates for, ready for this, $9.99. So if you want to go check them out, kencoleman.com/store. That's kencoleman.com/store. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Nashville studios and Ramsey Solutions worldwide headquarters. Thrilled to have you with us. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Hey, some of you want to go to the next level. Phone call's not enough for you. If you want to do some career coaching, we have a limited opportunity. where we are offering 3 1-hour sessions. So a total of 3 hours, 1 hour each session for $2,400 with moi. Deep dive. And we record it on Zoom and can get it back to you for review, homework purposes, but it's a lot of fun and been doing these and loving this. We're offering this at a pretty steep discount, even though I know that's a premium thing. If you need next level coaching and you want to go one-on-one with me, go to kencoleman.com/coaching, kencoleman.com/coaching. And you can sign up your first session right there on the calendar. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Amanda, who joins us in Morgantown, West Virginia. Amanda, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken.
Hi, Amanda.
So my question, should I continue to go to online graduate school and work, or would this be a good time with a pandemic breaking to take a break and focus on networking and stepping into a new role?
Is this an opportunity, this networking role, or is this something you're just saying, well, I'm either going to go back to school or I'm going to get after hustling and try to get into the career field?
Try to hustle and get into the career field. I just accepted a role as a business assistant / insurance role at a dentist office.
Where do you eventually want to go? What's the career path?
I was thinking about management or something like to help an organization reach its goals.
So really, leadership. That's what we're talking
yes.
about. Okay. And what's this? And what level of schooling have you just finished? And what's the schooling you're looking at?
Well, currently, I'm an early college graduate. I graduated with a bachelor's in legal studies and a focus in business, and I have no debt.
Oh, good for you. And so are you considering an MBA? What are you thinking about when you give me this these two options? What's the educational path?
Yes. Yes, an MBA. I started last August. I'm going part-time.
Yeah, so my advice is to do what is best for you. And I don't think doing the MBA full-time is the right move. If you're saying you want to continue doing it part-time while working full-time, I'm totally for that. But I just don't think the MBA is necessary right now. And I'm not sure it's necessary down the road. Not to do what you want to do. You don't have to have an MBA to be successful. Is an MBA helpful? Of course. I'm not going to say that it's not helpful. There's some good stuff. And obviously, it looks good on your resume and yada, yada, yada. However, if you want to get in and start moving up the ladder in your career, that to me is the move. And you can always come back later and do the MBA if you find that it is A, going to be required, which I don't think you're going to find that, or B, that it will advance opportunities for you. And I'm not sure you're ever going to see that either.
Right. I was hoping that maybe the company would pay for it.
That could happen. Could happen. And that's another reason why I would press pause. So are you choosing, when you call, are you choosing between pausing altogether or staying in it part-time? What's the clarity there?
I was choosing either to pause it altogether or to continue going part-time. I guess I kind of feel like my life has been on hold a little bit.
Yeah. I'd press pause on the degree in schooling and get after it. You know, okay. There's just nothing that ever is going to replace you getting experience, real life experience. So I want you to go do that. Let's press pause on the MBA. We'll come back to it if a company's going to pay for it, and B, you really, 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 really need it. Or you really, really, really want it and you can cash flow it because you have no debt. Good for you. Really proud of you, Amanda. Get after it. Go do the work that you want to do. Get that experience. Make those connections. And you watch yourself keep climbing the ladder. 844-747-2577. Youngstown, Ohio is where we go now. Connor is there. Connor, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how you doing today?
Connor, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
That's good. I guess I could say the same.
All right.
I'm 20 years old. I actually had the pleasure of speaking to you on the Dave Ramsey Show.
Oh, cool.
Briefly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm 20 years old. I'm recently very happily married. And I kind of am finding myself stuck in between two career paths. Um, I I work as a machinist, and I really, really enjoy the work that I do. I love building things, working with my hands. And, you know, it pays the bills. I mean, I'm married, so I have double income. Mm-hmm. Our combined income hits about 80 a year mm-hmm. together. And I'm 20, she's 22.
Good.
But regardless, I just find myself, you know, I constantly overthink and obsess and research and just honestly confuse myself more than anything.
Yeah.
I find myself just because through all of my research and everything that I've read, I find two things that really interest and drive me. Okay. And those are the field that I'm in, manufacturing, engineering, design type work. Mm-hmm. But I also really, really enjoy like budgeting, cost analysis, looking at different investment types. So I just constantly ask myself, it's a constant mental battle of whether I should be doing more, whether I could be doing more. Okay. I always have my teachers in school tell me that I should go to college and, you know, make a good career for myself, but
oh, wait a
it's
second.
Difficult.
Wait a second.
No, I know. I
Come
know.
Oh, man. All right. So you know where I'm going to go, so I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
You're already off and running in a good career.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a young guy, and you really love working with your hands, building stuff. You love that manufacturing, engineering, design kind of stuff. So you're there, but you also have this real big interest in finance.
Right.
Okay, but who says you have to choose between the two? So let me ask you this. We already know the kind of work in option one. Okay, option two, play this out because you've thought about it. What's that role, position, work that you think about if you went finance, what would you be doing? Describe that every day. Dream job. Who cares about title? What are you doing all day in finance?
Well, I mean, that's sort of where I'm mostly confused. You know, I mean, I've always worked with my hands. But at the same time, I have ADHD, so it's really hard for me to, like, I enjoy moving around all day, and I really enjoy, like, finance and that type of work, but I don't know if I could sit in front of a spreadsheet all day, you know?
Well, but my point is it's not necessarily sitting in front of a spreadsheet all day. There's a lot of that. But why are you intrigued by finance? Describe why you think you would love that work.
I really like, you know, I'm definitely a numbers guy. I work with math every day, all day with what I do now. And I just love, I've really developed a love for it because as soon as I turned 18, I had to figure out what I was doing with money. So I really enjoy budgeting and, mm-hmm. you know, finding out where I'm going to put money and, mm-hmm. you know, getting everything sorted out. But
yeah, but you're not knowledgeable enough, does it sound like to me, to be able, and it's okay. To be able to tell me what kind of work you would do in finance. Because really, you know, you need to do your homework as extra homework assignment here. Do your homework on the type of positions in the finance world. It could be helping people with their investment strategy, their retirement strategy, both and all of the above. You know, a financial advisor, whatever. But I think from what I'm hearing, I want you to go do the research and look at those positions and go meet with people. Go meet with one of our SmartVestor pros in Youngstown and get a good idea of what's involved in their job. But here's what I think. I think you're going to find that you really love working with your hands. You've always been that guy. And the guy that is good at building stuff, fixing stuff, operating stuff is the exact same guy that's good with finance because it's that side of your brain that computes numbers and really understands math. But I don't think you have to choose between. What if you spend most of your time in the dream job of doing the kind of work you're doing now and growing and moving up, then maybe you teach a financial class in FPU. Maybe you do it as a hobby to help others with their finances. Maybe you do it as a side hustle. This is The Ken Coleman Show. The Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville. So excited to have you with us as we talk about you, specifically what you were born to do. And I can tell you, even if you don't know what it is, I think you know you were born to make a unique contribution. We're going to help you figure out what that is. Or if you know what it is, we're going to help you figure out where you can do it, how to get there. It, again, it's all about you doing what you were born to do, which, by the way, has nothing to do with you. It's about others. You were created to fill a unique role in this world through your work. You are needed. You must do it. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Tomball, Texas. I hope I said that right. Brittany joins us there. Brittany, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Hi, I Brittany. Appreciate you taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
I'm so thankful for my job. I really am. It's allowed me so many opportunities. I just really hate it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like it crushes my soul. Like, I have breakdowns. It's so stressful. Like,
what's causing it?
It's insurance, and you just have to. There's so many strict regulations, strict guidelines. It's people. Just I do like bodily injury claims, and I don't even like to speak with the customer anymore. It's like
because you're the bad guy.
Yeah, you always have to break bad news, or sometimes people are just greedy or lie.
It's just yucky. You're dealing with yuck all day long, and it's sucking the soul right out of your body.
Right, exactly. I get paid a lot. The benefits are amazing.
Okay, how much money do you make?
I make $60,000.
Okay. So and bottom line is, we need
profit sharing.
Yeah.
And, it's good.
Yeah, it's good. Is there a different role? Because I assume that you're fairly valuable to them as well, right? I mean, is the culture okay outside of the actual day-to-day work? What's the culture like?
The actual people are great.
All right.
The manager, everybody's really great there.
All right. Is there...
I
get it. I'm trying to think short-term real quick because I want to talk long-term. Mm-hmm. But short-term, I'm wondering if there's a different position that you could do that would not involve that delivering bad news or feeling like you're a private investigator and dealing with a bunch of BS all day long, all the time. This is a short-term question.
I don't know because that office itself is all claims. I can get demoted, so to speak, and go back to these claims reporting.
I got it.
And
okay.
Taking it. I mean,
all right.
Yeah,
I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's a short-term question just to try to help with the soul sucking, right? but I think you can put up with a little while longer if you know you're on your way out and doing something or at least headed towards doing something you really want to do. So let's focus on that.
Okay.
What would you, because here's what we got to do. I'm assuming you need that $60,000 income, right?
Yes.
So we got to replace $60,000. And on top of everything else, that's great. All right, so let's forget money for a second. Let's forget qualifications. Let's forget any self-doubt you may or may not have. What would you try tomorrow if you knew you couldn't fail? And don't you dare tell me you don't know, because when I said it, the fact that you were quiet for half a second means you started thinking.
If I knew I couldn't fail, then I would do music.
Don't say but. What do you mean you would do music? What would that look like?
I like to write. I write songs. I've had people ask me to write songs for them type of thing. I started to create beats, but I'm still just beginning that, so I don't really...
Okay, so
I'm making progress.
Is a new thing where you're writing songs. What kind of songs are you writing?
I've been doing it for a long time, but it's kind of expensive, and that's why I started to try to make my own beats and everything, because it's so expensive. But I do urban pop, so it's kind of like a mix of hip hop.
So are people
pop.
Paying you? Have you been paid before to make some beats or write some music?
No. I've been approached about it, but I've never followed through. But I don't know if I could give my stuff away.
No, you don't give it away. but you should look into what that would look like from a royalty standpoint. But anyway, so that's what you would do if you knew you couldn't fail, because you're very musical. You've been musical your whole life?
Pretty much.
Okay. What else? What else would you try if you knew you couldn't fail?
I kind of, honestly, I kind of want my own business.
What kind of business? I love this. Now we're getting somewhere. What kind of business?
I don't know, because like I want like an e-commerce store. I also kind of want to do like a service-driven business, like maybe auto detailing, that kind of stuff. But am I passionate about any of those things? Not necessarily, but I kind of like doing them.
Wait a second. What? How do you know you're not passionate about it? You may not, the idea of the business itself may not be passionate, but do you love, what do you, why did you come up with those ideas? There's something about service in there. Am I right?
Yes.
What is it?
I mean, as far as service, like I love to help people, but I'm at the point where I don't want to, like I almost want to just not deal with people.
Yeah, I get that. That's because of what you're doing. But the reality is when I push you to come up with ideas, you started talking about an auto detailing business or something like this, maybe an e-commerce, whatever. I think you're in a place where you've been beaten down. And so this is a homework assignment. And I'm not going to try to put you on the spot, but I want you to ask yourself, who are the people you most want to help? What's the problem that they have that you want to solve? And what's the solution to that problem that you want to provide? Therein lies that's how you come up with your business idea.
Yeah.
Who are the people you most want to help? Who comes to mind when I ask you that?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen to this. Now, this is what I wasn't going to put you on the spot, but then I decided to do a little misdirection and come back and hit you anyway. And you're actually going, which is you've never thought of it that way. But therein lies the answer to the business idea. And honestly, to the work that you love, the people you want to help, the problem you want to solve, the solution to those problems, or by the way, it could be a desire. It doesn't always have to be a problem. Well, let me give you an example while you're thinking. And now I'm going to hit you because I know you're thinking. If I want to help women, and the thing I want to help them with is not a problem, it's a desire, but let's say they want to look beautiful. Okay. And the solution to that is either hair, makeup, exercise, nutrition, whatever. You see how that all comes together? I just identified the people, the desire or the problem. And then the solution to that's what work is about. Those are the results that matter to you, right? Because I want to serve people. I want to serve women. And this is how I want to serve them. So I'm just making that up. Now, we got a minute left on the spot because you've already allowed your brain to roll. I know this. So when I say, who are the people you want to help, the problem you want to solve, the solution you want to provide, what came in your mind? Say it right now. Go. Say it. Nope, you do know.
No,
you mean to tell me your mind was completely blank?
No, I thought about you asked that. I started to think about IT because
that's fantastic.
Kind of good at IT, but I'm not.
Wait a second. What if I told you that? As a matter of fact, I want you to get off this phone call and I want you to call Bethel Tech. Okay, they are a partner on the Ken Coleman Show, so I endorse them. Okay. Yes, they pay me, but they have a 9-month program that'll cost you less than 15 grand if you cash flow your way through it, and they can get you placed and start making 75 grand right out of the gate. Zero experience, zero skills. If you want to get into IT to help people that way and really go for an IT career, that's who you need to talk to. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm put you on hold. Amanda, let's make sure that she gets in touch with Bethel Tech today. Tell them that I sent you, talk to them, ask them all the questions. When it comes to affordability and effectiveness, Bethel Tech's the best on the planet at taking men and women who have no technology experience and getting them placed. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Helping you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your life and in your work. This is the Ken Coleman Show. 844-747-2577 is the phone number. 844-747-2577. KenColeman.com, the website for free and paid resources. @KenColeman on Instagram. All right, let's go to Youngstown, Ohio. Andrew joins us there. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Thank you so much, Ken. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Andrew, what's up?
I am 19 years old, and I don't work in a toxic... Well, actually, I work in a very toxic work environment, and my boss is
Well, hold
crazy.
On a second. Hold on a second. Did you just get confused there at the start of the call? Because you're like, I don't work in it. Well, I do work in a toxic environment. My boss is certifiably nuts.
I work with... Like, I love everyone I work with, but...
The boss is nuts. Great,
well, the boss is nuts, but it's not always the... It's more toxic probably than it is growth oriented.
Okay. All right.
So like there's a lot of people, they're doing drugs or drinking the whole time we're on the job.
Whoa. Yeah. You know, people throw toxic around a lot these days. And I question sometimes what they really mean by toxic. Drinking and doing drugs on the job, that's going to go ahead and qualify as toxic. So that's not good. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are I'm only 19, so I work at a pizza shop, so I'm delivering pizzas. Not everyone's like...
No, I get
They're
you.
Not all grown, but they're just...
No,
you
I
know,
get you.
Yeah,
so how can I help you?
So I'm trying to figure out whether I should leave this job, even though I'm making $3,000 to $4,000 a month doing
nice.
It.
Nice. The answer is... The quick answer is, I would not leave it until you have something better to leave to. Better doesn't necessarily mean making more money. It could, but better could also mean a strategic step for you towards the life and the career that you want.
And that's the thing, Ken. I have no idea.
Well, that's okay. You're 19.
What I want.
But in your situation, you're 19. That's the good news. So you have such little life experience to draw from. Okay. So when you hear me talk about on the show, you know, what are you talented at? That's where you've got to focus a lot of your attention right now because you don't have a lot of work experience. Okay. So passion is work that I love. Okay. I love to do this type of work, whether I get paid for it or not, whether anybody tells me I do a good job, I love it because I love the work. All right. So an example for me is I love writing and speaking. I love counseling and coaching. Okay. I love that work. That's the kind of work that I just get fired up. I could be having an off day, and when I'm in the middle of that work, I got the juice. It makes sense?
Absolutely.
So do you have any experience that will allow you to say, Ken, I love this type of work? If not, that's okay, but I'm just asking.
Well, I do a lot of entrepreneurship stuff. Since I was 15, I've been doing stand-up comedy, and I do a lot of entrepreneurship, like selling t-shirts, making different products to sell, anchored towards my comedy and all about like...
So let me ask you this. What do you dream? What do you dream about? If I make your dream come true today, what is it?
I dream about being able to exercise every single day and having my mind right and encourage other people.
Okay, but I like that. But I mean, what's the work? Like if you had a dream job as of right now, and you're only 19, what pops in your mind when I go, I give you the dream job today, what is it?
Marketing strategist.
Well, that was pretty fast. That means you've been thinking about that, yes or no?
Yes,
well,
I
my
have.
Goodness, that rolled off your tongue so fast. It makes me wonder what you've been thinking about the last 2 minutes. Oh, well, that's what you're worried about right there. You got to just get the old, hey, folks, this is live, by the way, if anybody's wondering. There it is. Joe, we need some Bad Boys music all of a sudden. Bad Boys, Bad Boys, what you gonna do? Okay, so marketing strategist. So here's the deal. Stay in the pizza job until you can get a job or get on the path towards getting qualified to be a marketing strategist. So I don't know if that's some online courses. I don't know if that's a 2-year associate's degree at a community college or just straight up you getting in and starting to work for a business, maybe in an entry-level position that pays you the same amount of money you make delivering pizzas and you're not doing anything you really love, but you're in the building. And then all of a sudden, you start making friends with the marketing managers and the people that are running marketing over there. And they go, oh, this is a sharp kid who wants to eventually do what I do. I think there's a lot of ways to do that. But here's your homework assignment. I want you to find out through your mom, your dad, every connection you have in Youngstown, Ohio, who are some people that are professional marketers right now that you can get access to in Youngstown, do coffee and lunch with them and ask them how they got there. and what they suggest that you should do. Ken Coleman Show continues from Nashville, our Ramsey Solutions studios, are right in the lobby of Ramsey Solutions, a worldwide headquarters. So come see us sometime. Just went out and met some folks that are listening and enjoying the show here live. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Hey, parents. Some of you got some kiddos that just graduated high school. They're headed to college. Maybe they're heading right into the workforce. Maybe they're taking a gap year. They don't know what they're going to do, even if they are going to college. Our Foundations in Career Readiness is an awesome product. It's designed for teens 13 to 19, and it's all online. All you need is a computer or tablet and internet access. We launched it at a ridiculously low price of $30, $29.99. Go to kencoleman.com/store, kencoleman.com/store to get this. It's going to help them from everything to from landing the first job to moving up. There it is, Foundations in Career Readiness. All right, let's go to the phones. Kenny joins us in Chicago, Illinois. Kenny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Ken, how you doing?
I am living the dream, sir. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Really appreciate your show. You know, your material, your free resources is something I always give the young professionals in my network, and had a lot of positive feedback. I know I've been grateful to be a recipient of some of that in my early days as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you, sir.
So, you know, at work here, I've been presented an opportunity to accept stock in the company that would equate to about 10% of my annual salary, a one-time thing that vests over 3 years. In exchange for that, I have to sign a non-compete agreement that would restrict me taking employment with a competitor, basically in the entirety of the United States, for a 12-month period after I was to be terminated for any reason, whether my own or their own. And also, you know, furthermore, prevents me from progressing in my career elsewhere should that opportunity present itself. I really want to get your thoughts on that.
Okay, so you know that you're going to stay in this particular industry that this non-compete pertains to, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, then that's problematic. To me, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. If this is the field that you're in, and no matter, you know, what happens, whether you leave or they decide to lay you off or whatever, you've got 12 months, you got to sit on the sideline, and you can't go forward in that field, I'm not signing that. Not for what amounts to really not that much of your salary, 10%.
I agree.
Okay. So you and I are on the same page.
Yep, I am. You know, I've been doing the research. I'm in the process of consulting an employment contract lawyer just to see what are my real options. There's some lines of thought depending on which state you're in as to how enforceable such an agreement is. But
here's the only thing I'd say about that. The only thing I'd say about that is I don't like the way that feels if you sign a non-compete so that you can get the stock one-time dividend, okay? So you're signing this in order to receive the finances, and then you got a loophole on it. Then essentially what you're saying is, all right, I'll take your money, but I'm not going to live up to the spirit of the agreement because you got a bad agreement. It's a loophole. I don't like the way that feels, and I don't think you...
Well, I think this...
You see what I'm saying?
I think this... Yeah, I in that context, I absolutely agree with you. But in my context, it's a retention bonus program is the way I look at it. They're trying to make it incentivized for me not to want to leave by it being invested over a 3 year period. They're essentially saying here's a couple more carrots. Please stay on. Don't consider going elsewhere. You know, if I was to leave. If I was to leave on my own accord, regardless of going out in the industry, outside the industry, et cetera, I'd immediately forfeit any outstanding vesting that was to come.
Okay, I get it. All right. Well, and I understand what you're saying. I just wanted to give you that context. That's all.
No, I appreciate that.
You know, and to me, it didn't feel great in that context. If you've got a different context and you want to do that, that's fine. But you were already feeling that way, and you called to get my take on it, and that's my take. I would not sign a non-compete. in order to get that money. I would not do it. I don't ever, ever, ever want to box myself in. I don't like it. That's why I don't like cruises, Joe. That's the number one reason why I don't like cruises. I'm like, once we get out in the middle of the ocean, and if I get a little burr under my saddle, I can't go anywhere. Well, Ken, you can run around the ship. Yeah, well, that's not the same thing. Freedom is everything. Got to have freedom. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Matt in Greenville, South Carolina. Matt, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me, man.
You bet. What's up?
Yes, sir. So I'm kind of in a situation now where I've been tirelessly looking for different jobs. I've been blessed to be in, I guess, leadership positions with good salary. I'm 26, but they haven't been as fulfilling, like regional superintendent roles with managing. So I recently got married and kind of had some unexpected inheritance come along to where my wife and I can live like 2 years debt-free. And so basically my wife and my father-in-law are basically saying, Matt, you have the freedom now to kind of choose what you want to do. And I realize that, and I feel the pressure of that because my margin for error is not as big right now, but when I have kids or we want to foster and adopt like we want to plan to do, then I'm not going to be as freed up, you know what I mean? Because I'll have different responsibilities. So I decided to take a $50,000 pay cut to go do sales. And so I'm in sales and I'm in this role selling, you know, concrete and stuff, and with the inflation and everything, it kind of worries me, I guess, the ambiguity there. And then, but I'm killing it, right? So we've done great. I've over exceeded my goals, but it's still just not fulfilling. So I'm like,
It's not fulfilling because you weren't created to sell concrete.
Yeah.
Now there are other guys that were created to sell. They love to sell. So honestly, it doesn't matter what they sell. But I think you chose a sales job. I'm reading between the lines based on what you told me. You chose a sales job because you're like, oh, this is a solid career for once I get babies. And I got to do something that's really solid and safe. And so I'm going to go be a salesperson. And you took the first thing that came along and you're crushing it. And now you're going, I want more out of this. Yeah, I know, dude. It's why I do the show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do with your life? For real. What do you want to do?
Man. I'm really thinking and praying. I'm like, Lord, I mean, I know, like, am I trying to get too much affirmation for my job? But, like, I know I'm created for a purpose, like you say. So I did the Career Clarity Guide.
Yeah.
And I know, like, my natural skills are communication, organization, detailed, encouraging people. I love people. Good. And the target people would be young people, people like me without their dads, and people that have lost a parent, or young people that are at risk, if you will, what society calls them. But I just love training, coaching, equipping people and encouraging them, and more like on a 101 basis as well. So I just like coming alongside people, develop them and help them see themselves for what they are.
You're all about influence and achievement.
Yes.
You want to influence people to achieve their maximum. That's what you're about, if I'm going to shorten it. Those are the results. That's the missional result. You just laid it all out beautifully, dude. That was a wonderful speech. You just nailed it. I don't need to add anything to that. All you've got to do now is go, how can I do that? And what I mean by how is, am I going to be a teacher? Am I going to be a counselor, guidance counselor or professional counselor, psychology? I don't know. You got to decide.
Right.
Do you realize there are lots of different ways to do what you just said? Teaching, preaching, counseling, guidance counselor. You know, life coach, career coach. I mean, dude, I could go on and on and on. And so could you. That's what you need to do. You need to start looking at all the opportunities and go, no, listen, I want to make a certain amount of money so I can provide, so we can adopt, so we can do all of these things. So we start running all this through after we look at all the different ways I can do this work that I know I was created to do. And it's not selling concrete. So the good news is, you're killing it right now. I'd keep selling concrete because concrete's not going away, ever. It's the safest sales job in the history of sales jobs. Selling concrete. I'm going to tell you right now, you're looking for a safe sales job? Sell concrete because they're always going to need it. So you got yourself a solid base. Now begin to truly look, clarify, and verify. What are all the different types of jobs and career paths that allow me to do what I just rattled off to Ken and the entire audience? And then go look into those, and your heart will confirm the right one. Hey, my time's almost up. But before I let you go, you matter. You do have what it takes. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.